The Gemara said that Rus is the first of Sefer Ksufim. Now, the Gemara said that based on the man Amar that holds that Iyub Bimei Moshe Haya, really Iyub should have been the first of Sefer Ksufim. So why is it that it's Rus? So the Gemara says because Iyub is all about Puranusa and Aschule bePuranusa Leimes Chalina. We don't want to start Ksufim with Puranus. Faith the Gemara, Rus Nami Puranusa. So the Gemara says it's true. Rus has Puranusa. However, it's Puranusa de Isle Achris. It's a Puranusa that has Achris Am Rabbi Yoichin. Rabbi Yoichin and said, Lama Nikishma Rus. Why was she called Rus? It's because David HaMelech came from Rus, who was Mirave HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'shiros V'Sishbachos. So Rus, although it's true, it starts with Paranusa, people dying, there's a Rav, but at the same time, it ends on a very, very good note, and because it ends with a good note, so it's for that reason, it is a good place to start. Tosfos speaks out that being that the first of the Ksuvim are Rus, and the reason it's the first of the Ksuvim is because of the way it ends. How does it end? It ends with the fact that Rus is Zoicha, that it's Yotzim Imenu David, Sherivo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Siris V'Sishbachos. It's for that reason in the Seder HaKsuvim. What comes second? Sefer Tehillim. Because that's the segue. That's the Hemshech. Rus is number one. Why is Rus number one? Because of the ending of Rus. What's the ending of Rus? David HaMelech was Mirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shiris V'Sishbachos. So what comes number two? What comes number two is Tehillim. Because that's Mamish, the same minion. So again, Sefer Ksuvim. The Rambam brings it in his Yad Chazaka. We said there's a halacha component to Sefer Ksuvim. This is the way it's supposed to be. And the Seder is, you go from Rus, the ending of Rus, right to the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. It's interesting. I saw in the Emes Liakiv from Yaakov Kamenetsky, right here in Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Mabez, he says something very interesting. He says, Sefer Tehillim, right? So the word Tehillim is a Lashon Zachar, right? If Tehillim would be Lashon Akeva, it would be Tehilois. Now the truth is, Tehila in the singular is a Lashon Akeva. See, he says, so why then is it that the Sefer Tehillim is called Tehillim and not Tehilois? He says, "V'hinei ro'inu the afshet Tehilo hiloshin akeva." And based on that, Havalei Likroi Sefer Zeh Sefer Tehilois. He says, "But biyarti b'makom acher sheshem hakibutz hanikra b'shem yisrabe b'ribui shel zachar." He says, "You find this a lot that there's a word that in the singular is a loshin akeva, but once there's a rabim of it, there's a ribui, it converts to loshin zachar. K'moy chitim." Chita is in the singular, chitim is in the plural. Sa'irim, it's sa'ira in the singular, it's sa'irim in the plural. A te'ena becomes te'enim. A beitza becomes beitzim. Even tefillin, the Gemara says that the tefillah shel yad is not ma'akeves, the tefillah shel rosh. Tefillah is a loshen nekeva. But when it comes to a loshen rabim, it becomes tefillin. And he says, pasha, that's why tehillim technically could have been Sefer Tehillos. Instead, we call it Sefer Tehillim. He says, "Ulefichach temesi al goyin ador amalta sheshino miloshen agemara hacha vekino b'shem Sefer Tehillos." So he says the Malbim, he referred to Sefer Tehillim always as Sefer Tehillos. And Pashit, it's because Tehila is in the singular. So based on that, there's a tois. But the Messiah is, it's Tehillim, and he says it's a plea to me. The Malbim, who's the Marad the Shmaitzer, when it comes to all these things of Diktok, he should have known this. That very often you convert from the singular to the plural, going from the Keva to Zachar. Then he writes, I found a Makar to the Malbim, and that's with another Eben Ezra. It's in Bereshis Yudal Pasuk Yudches, Shekino Gam Kein Besefer Tehillos. If you take a look at the Eben Ezra there, so the Eben Ezra is in Parshas Lech Lecha. The pasuk talks about Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Vehu Koyein Le Kael Elyon. Says Eben Ezra, Kedivrei Ametargim Aramis Vechein Kol Koyein Vehoed Vechianuli U Feirush Al Divrosi Malki Tzedek Besefer Tehillos Kuf Yud Dalet. Sefer Tehillos, it's Sefer Tehillim. The teretz is the Eben Ezra was bothered if it's in the singular Tehila, so why in the Rabbim would it be Tehillim? It should be Tehillos. But says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you find this everywhere. That in the singular it's a Lashon Akeva, in the plural it's a Lashon Rabbim. So he says it's a plea of the Malbim. I found the Chavratim. But at the end of the day, to me, it's a Shtikl Tzarech in Gadol, because the Gemara calls it Tehillim. Everybody knows it's Mizuk Tehillim, Mizuk Nish Tehillos, right? So if it's Tehillim, Bechura, that's the way it should be until proven otherwise. But I'll tell you something interesting. The Chasam Sofer, right here on our Gemara, and Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Ramabez, he says something that only the Chasam Sofer could say. It's very, very bekitzer. He says it a little bit more by Riches in one of his drushes. And he says as follows, Kfar Kosafti b'mokem achem. Rus's name was Rus, right? He said, I believe that after Rus was Megayer, her name was changed. And it became Rives. So it went from Reish Vav Sof to Reish Yud Vav Sof. And its base says the Chassam Sofer on this Gemara right here that we just learned. That Loma Nikra Shma Rus, why was she called Rus? She Yotze Mimenu David, She Riveu LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras V'Seshbachis. And he says, really, the Oymik is, what do you mean? Loma Nikra Shma Rus. Her name was Rus because that was her name. The Teretz is it was switched from Rus to Rives, and there's an oimek in the fact that it was switched from Rus to Rives. Rives, because she caused David HaMelech to be Merava. So it's not just Rus, it's Rives. So it says, and again, you have to be the Chassam Sofer to say this. Nobody else could say this. But says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you, there's a little bit of an oimek over here. He says, you know what the oimek is? He says, the oimek is that if her name was switched to Rives, that means the oisius of her name were the same as the oisius of Yisrael. So Rus is a very, very famous Giyaris. Yisroi is a very, very famous Ger. Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Yisroi, that really his name was Yeser, right? But it was switched to Yisroi after he was Megayer. So you see, he goes from Yeser to Yisroi. In the same vein, Rus goes from Rus to Rives. It's the same Oisius. And what's the Oimek? The Oimek is because she caused Rives, she caused David HaMelech to come to the world, who was Mirava Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras V'Seshbachis. He says, why Yisroi and Rives? It's the same Oisius. It's very interesting, which by definition means it's the same Gematria, do, right? But what's the significance of that? So he says, Yisroi and Rives is B'Gematria 616, with the four Oisius, L'Yoyde Gematrias. It's 616 plus 4, which is 620. We know there's 613 mitzvahs Eseh Deiraisa. There's 7 mitzvahs Derabanan. And it's a remes to the Geirus. It's a remes to 620. Tafresh Chaf is Geirus. Because that is Kiyodua, the totality, right? That's the Shayah Lomas, half of 620. So that's why the Gematria is going to end up being 620. And he says that if you want a remes to what I'm saying, he says, remes Ledover is the Gematria of Rives, we just said is 616. The gematria of Nami is 170. The difference between 616 and 170 is 446. What did Rus tell Nami? Ki amoves yafrid beinu veinecha. Moves is the gematria of 446. That's what Chassam Sofer says. And he says, that's a remes to what I'm saying is emes. That her name went from Rus to Rives. The difference between Rives and Nomi is 446. It's the gematria of Moves, ki ha-Moves yafrid beinu veinecha.